Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and today's recording is called Show Me, Don't Tell Me, Three Teaching Tips from Jesus That Make Learning Last. If you follow my blog, you'll know that I recently attended a classic car day. A highlight was an hour in the workshop at the Heritage Motor Centre. Three experts taught us vital aspects of classic car maintenance. First, we had a good look at what you can access under a bonnet or hood for my American cousins. The next 20 minutes were spent looking at HT leads, distributors, coils, condensers and associated electrical mysteries. The final slot was under a car on a ramp. There, we were instructed on underbody topics such as greasing points, suspension and sumps. I love listening to people who really know their subject, but sometimes it can be frustrating when they try to pass their knowledge on. Experts are often prone to going too fast, like some podcasters, making assumptions as to what their audience know and in the end impressing us with their knowledge rather than adding to our skills. And there was something different about the mechanics on Saturday. They went slowly. They made no assumptions and they showed us what to do instead of telling us what to do. Here, hold this grease gun, was what they did. Far better than, here is a grease gun, it does X, Y, and Z. I think this is the trick in Christian discipling, isn't it? Jesus demonstrated what he taught, and he taught what he demonstrated. This principle perhaps is most clearly seen in the upper room. John 13, verse 15, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Washing feet was the ultimate demonstration of what Christ-like humility, well, looks like. Here we see in this passage at least three teaching techniques used by Jesus, three techniques which we can use today to make sure learning sinks in and lasts long. Firstly, Jesus took initiative. John 13, verse 4, he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. No one told him to do this. Effective teaching means taking a lead. Helping someone develop a healthy prayer life, for example, will involve the teacher saying something like, would you like to pray together, taking the initiative. Secondly, we see in this passage, John 13, Jesus asked a question. Verse 12, do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. Now, whether he expected an intelligent response or not, at least his question gave the disciples an opportunity to reflect and think for themselves. Jesus was expecting them to use their powers of reasoning to interpret his actions. For us today, this might result in questions such as, did anything about the way I prayed just now surprise or confuse you? Point number three is Jesus made the point clear. Verse 16, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Much teaching fails to translate into learning because we do not make the point clear. The conclusion of a lesson must include a summary. Going back to our example of the person learning to pray, might be something like this. One of the reasons we pray with confidence is because we know Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Once again in this passage, we see Jesus revealed as the master teacher. No wonder the early church survived persecution, triumphed over obstacles, and left a legacy unparalleled in human history. We too, personally, individually, can leave a significant legacy if we adopt the teaching style of Jesus. Next time you are with a younger Christian and a teaching opportunity arises, find a way to show, not tell. As Jesus himself said in verse 17 of chapter 13, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.